Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Check out bestof.cbslocal.com for tips on everything from the local music scene, top restaurants, fashion, family-friendly activities, and more. You can find all of this with new lists and articles for your city every day by visiting bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here. Want to check out some great museums, exhibits, bookstores, and film festivals in the area, but don't know where to find them? Then check out CBS Local's Best Of section, your one-stop shop for everything cultural. We've got features and reviews for local theater, dance, art, museums, and more. Just visit the Best Of page at bestof.cbslocal.com and quench your thirst for the best of local arts and culture. CBS Local. We know arts and culture. We know local.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Tonight, the Bulls and Blackhawks are both fighting for postseason glory. We are the only station in Chicago ready to deliver the level of playoff coverage you crave. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola.
I think that, you know, the mindset is you have to think about the things that go into winning. And you can't think about game one. You can't think about, you know, the entire series. You just think about game two, what you have to do to win. You have to understand, you know, as you go along in the playoffs, you know, it becomes more difficult. The aggression becomes greater. And you have to be ready for that.
That's Tom Thibodeau. If the Bulls do want to win game two, they'll need to score more points than the Cavs. They're looking to go up 2-0, actually. Tristan Thomas starts in place of Mike Miller. Cleveland plays without J.R. Smith, who will return for game three in Chicago. It's a 6 p.m. tip tonight at Quicken Loans Arena. The Blackhawks are up 3-0. They can close out the Wild tomorrow night in Minnesota. Puck drops at 8:30. Party at Bernstein's house. The White Sox are hoping to build off last night's 5-2 win over Detroit. Chris Sale making the start. The Tigers send Alfredo Simon to the mound. Pregame here on The Score starts at 6:35. Javi Guerra was reinstated from the 15-day DL, then designated for assignment. The Cubs have dropped their first two in St. Louis, and tonight John Lester looks to end the Cubs' 4-game losing streak. He'll be opposed by Lance Lynn. Justin Grimm activated from the 15-day DL. Matt Caesar was called up from Iowa. The Bears agreed to terms of first-round pick Kevin White today. Late yesterday, Adrian Amos and Jeremy Langford also agreed the contracts. Rookie minicamp starts on Friday. Deflategate report was released today, and they've concluded that Tom Brady may have known that the balls were deflated. He may have cheated. Possibly. I know. I've been waiting for this to come out for months. Thank God it's here now. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. I love you, Terry.
I love you.
Introducing Cars.com's revolutionary new service and repair feature. And now you can know what to pay for parts and labor in your area. See, this helps a guy like me because I'm car dumb. Research, price, finally. Cars.com helps you get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama. Just like this show. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight, 6:35. Sox and Tigers on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Cole Digital. They're changing the way homes think.
Boers and Bernstein.
Burns and Bornstein.
Who the hell are they?
15 years on The Score.
This is the same station where people who have access with a supercomputer in their hand, all of the world's knowledge, still call to ask things of Hub and Les that they could determine themselves easily.
Hub, I want you to put on your Mr. Peabody glasses and fire up the Wayback Machine for this one.
How can you not talk to Hub, though? You want to talk to Hub?
Well, he might punch you.
I'd get in the round with Mayweather for 40 50 grand. I mean, he can't break an egg.
Yeah, I'm in that tub's
in the ring with. He's like Brandon Marshall all of a sudden.
Hey, I'll fight them both the same night for the right price.
Bob Marshall.
I'm going to fight everybody.
Bob Marshall sounds like the name of his show.
Doesn't it? Like
Bob Marshall.
An old Western. Hub, comma, Marshall.
Hello.
Stash. Red kerchief.
Hey, guys, this town isn't big enough for the two of us.
No, I didn't mean that. It's probably big enough. I was just kidding.
I'm just kidding around with everybody.
I'm sure it's really big enough, but no, it's just a joke.
I've never seen anything like that.
He's 50K, and he throws his pen at people.
People throwing pencils against the wall.
Pulls his pen back out and reholsters it.
It's dangerous, dangerous poison.
I'm not going to back away from it.
Watch out down there, Hub. Stay safe.
Boars and Bernstein.
John Croce.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score.
John Croce wrote the song about Hub.
Chris Tannehill putting it together for you there. Hub Marshall.
Oh, my God. U.S. Marshall.
Yep.
Hub.
I'm sorry. That just went best.
He's also playing James Arness in the movie.
That's the best.
Hello.
And then I forgot about John Croce.
Baddest man in the whole damn town.
John Croce?
Yep, so it is.
Yep. Stay away from the old pecan tree at the end of the runway.
Yep.
What it's doing there, we'll never know. That question, why you have a big tree at the end of a runway, not sure. Bad airport.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, the 70s was full of them. 50s had some bad airports, just bad things going happened. But you know what? None of it would have happened any place where Marshall Hub was around.
West Side Mike, you're on the score.
Hey, fellas, let me ask you something. How does this hot garbage Isaiah Thomas keep getting all these jobs? He must be the smartest and best interviewer ever. And you got Patrick Ewing down on the pin of the bench dying in that gray suit, and he can't get a job. How does this hot garbage keep getting jobs? He already is a rapist. He's no good to Chicago. He's the same guy that want to shake Michael Jordan head in the board. And this Bob Dolan, whatever he's doing, I don't care how much money he is, he's a garbage. He keep hiding his garbage.
Well, that's what it is. He's not a...
That's hot garbage.
Okay. He's not... All right. Yeah. Now, Jim Dolan loves Isaiah.
That's it. Mike, there's no conspiracy here. For whatever reason... Jim Dolan's an idiot. An idiot is that actually call him an idiot is being kind.
But he doesn't care. He puts the FU in FU money.
That's exactly right. He doesn't
but
care.
But if I'm Phil, I'm wondering what the hell? You gave me $60 million and you said you were going to get out of the way and let me run the team and you bring this asshat into the building. And I promise you, if he's not in all up in Nick's business already, he will be in short order. Whispering, hey, Jimmy. Guess what I heard Phil is doing? Hey, Jim, it's Isaiah. Guess what's going on? Hey, you should have me do this instead of Phil.
I really don't understand. I really don't.
What he did, go back and read some of what he did,
with
the Knicks salary cap and how thoroughly, I mean, this guy trading for Eddie Curry. Remember the money he gave James Jones? At one point, he was paying $50 million in salary to the Knicks. That's an achievement.
Bad policy.
That's bad basketball policy.
I think that's bad basketball policy.
It actually remind me at the bottom of the hour to get to what I think is bad football policy, too.
Bad football. Yes. We got some of that, too.
I think we have what I believe, if allegations are true, we have an example of really bad football policy. Northside, Al, you're on the score. Hi, Al.
Hi, guys. You know, I've been listening to the Fibonacci discussion this afternoon, and I have to say, as a White Sox fan, it is just maddening to me that they do not apply the same level of strict scrutiny to Ventura's management of White Sox assets that they do to Thibodeau's management of Bulls assets. Help me out here, guys. Explain why this is so.
What specifically when you talk about assets?
Yeah, you don't think Reinsdorf and the people who are running the White Sox are paying? Rick Hahn isn't paying attention to what's going on.
You think if Ventura were running up pitch counts and they felt that he was endangering pitchers in a similar way,
you'd hear about it.
No, it's more the fact that they continue to provide him with players who appear to be upgrades, and they seem to deteriorate. The performance deteriorates under his management.
Well, that's different. You're talking about damaging assets. These are apples and oranges here. If you think Ventura's a bad manager, just say you think he's a bad manager and you wish his bosses would fire him. I mean,
that
I understand. I don't think this is a case where, because the Bulls management understands that Thibodeau is a fabulous tactician.
Right.
He's a savant. But he just has an Achilles heel that they feel that needs to be managed.
Yeah, he wears out his players.
Yeah.
I don't think that listening to Rick Hahn yesterday when the White Sox got back and David Schuster, you know, if David Schuster gets a hold of it, you'll get the damn truth. There's nothing he said that I read into that, you know, this thing is near an end or anything. And I believe Rick. I don't think they think that way yet. I mean, and if you believe that, maybe it's true. I mean, maybe I it's very difficult to tell with a baseball manager, though. It's very difficult to tell. And I believe Rick and what he said. And do I think if this continues? Yes. If this continues, I think he will get fired. Despite the fact we know that he's a favorite of Jerry, and Jerry just does not like to do that. Not part of his DNA to fire people he's loyal to or loved or whatever it is for a long time. But, yeah, he won't. If the White Sox continue along this path, obviously they're better last night because they got better starting pitching. It wasn't punching anybody. It was actually punching people out.
Still can't pick up the ball, though.
Yeah. Then, well, no, I know. But, I mean, they you know, maybe. I don't know if they will or they won't. But I guarantee you, if it continues along the path that had been going before last night, that Robin Ventura will be gone, I think. And I don't know when, but I think he will be.
In the West Loop, here's Jerry. He's on Sports Radio 670.
Guys, I wanted to ask you a question. Why did you guys, and I'm talking to print media, the radio outlet media, why did you guys get up off of Goodell? If you guys had stayed and kept the media verbal pressure on this guy, something would have popped from this. This guy comes out, $10 billion business, say, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. And Bernstein, I know that you don't take stuff like that. If there's anybody that ride people, you do. Why did you get up off of Goodell? Why did you guys stop riding him in the media?
About the deflated balls?
The deflated balls. The Adrian Peterson, the bad decision making.
Up to the Vikings. The NFL handled that.
The NFL did what it could do with Adrian Peterson.
No. How about Rice? You remember he suspended him for so many?
Right.
You guys said it was a bad decision. Here's a guy making how many millions? 40 million a year?
42.
If you guys made decisions like that, well, they you let made, you guys stay. You'd make bad decisions, but you stayed. You're only making $1 an hour. But I know you didn't like that. I know you didn't like that. I'm an old guy. That's why I can talk to you guys like that.
Let me ask you a question. Let me stop you. How old a man are you?
Go ahead. How old am I?
Yeah.
71.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, if a young man talks to me that way, too, I get that all the time.
No, that's why I call you guys all the time. You know, I listen to you
but
guys.
But you love
every
us,
day,
though, don't you?
And I know how you guys snipe at people. Ask Hawk Harrelson. Hawk Harrelson love you guys.
Well, that's an old guy, too. Jerry, thank you.
Yeah.